Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3194BN. Today's date is October 23rd, 2023, and the title of the episode is Rogue Submarine, the Fight in Gaza is Coming to the U.S. It has begun. Let's talk about our health. The shredded lettuce in a double-double and the fruit filling in a donut are awesome, but they don't count against 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. I won't nag you about your diet. I don't always eat healthy either, but I'll share with you what the Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and cholesterol. Eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. I don't, and you probably won't. That's why I take Field of Greens. Unlike the others, each fruit and each vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs like heart, lungs, kidney, and immune system. Flu season is here, and I trust Field of Greens to help me stay healthy. Field of Greens works fast, you'll feel better with more energy, and you'll notice your skin and hair and nails will look healthier too. If you don't always eat right and exercise, join me and take Field of Greens. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code X22. That's promo code X22 at fieldsofgreen.com. That is fieldsofgreen.com. Or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are heading down the path that Trump has predicted. He's predicted World War III a long time ago. He saw it was coming. And here we are today where we're going through the different phases. Now, do I think World War III is going to start tomorrow? No. But I do believe what Trump is going to show the people throughout all of this is that look what these individuals have done. They've taken peace. We were in peace for 4 years. Trump was bringing the troops home. He ended the endless wars. And all they had to do is keep everything on this path. And the Biden administration, the neocons, the deep state players, they decided, no, we're going to reverse everything. And we're going to follow the 16-year plan and bring everyone to war. And now people can see how people are taking sides. And you could see the protests in this country and around the world where people are protesting the war in Israel, in Gaza. People are taking sides with the Hamas terrorists. People are taking side with Israel. And I do believe the people in this country, which are made up of Antifa and BLM and the rest, they're all on the side of Hamas and terrorists. And yes, they have a lot of people along with them because a lot of the children have been brainwashed in school into thinking this is the direction we should go in. Think about what's going to happen if there is some type of terrorist attack here in this country. Because remember, all these individuals are saying that Palestine and the Palestinians and Hamas, you know, Israel, they're going at these people way too hard. But remember, who fired the missiles? Oh, that's right. It was Hamas. It was the terrorists. So what happens if the terrorists are in this country and they go ahead and they have some type of terrorist attack, which I do believe is going to be a false flag in this country. And it doesn't mean people don't get hurt. I mean, people do get hurt in false flags. I mean, the World Trade Center, 9/11, that was a false flag. Yes, people died in that. Buildings came down. So when this happens, what happens to all these people that are chanting for Hamas? Does it all backfire on the deep state players? What happens when people learn that they came over the border and Biden kept the borders open? Does it backfire on everything the deep state, everything Soros has set up? Yes. Yes, it does. And if it happens in multiple countries, does this backfire on the deep state players and Soros that have been pushing this agenda? Yes. And I do believe this is what's going to happen. Actually, Trump has let us know that the Gaza war is coming home to America. Now, I do believe we're going to go through many different phases where we're going to see many things happen. Because remember, you need to wake the people up. You need the people to see this play out. You need to see the people who are responsible for this. And you need the people to make decisions. Because this is all about taking the country back. And people who are saying, well, why would we have to go through this? This is horrible. This is terrible. Well, think about what the deep state actually wanted going back from to the very, very beginning. If they were going to follow their 16-year plan and Hillary Clinton won, we would already be in a nuclear war. You wouldn't see people dying out in Israel. You'd be seeing people die around the world and in this country. Cities would be obliterated already because that's what they had planned. Trump countered that when he came into office. That was the first counteroffensive. He had to beat Hillary. They had to use the Electoral College because they had the popular vote because they brought in the illegals and they had the cheating system. So they had to use a completely different method, a method that they wouldn't think they would use. He countered the war at that time. Then, when Trump was in office, they unleashed the plandemic to get him back out of office so they can continue with their plan. Trump countered the entire plandemic by opening up the country, having people go back to work, children go back to school. And they never expected this to happen. They never thought everyone would go back because they thought they would have everyone trapped in their house, scared, people dying off, committing suicide. Supply chains would just dry up, food would just dry up, credit would just freeze, and the entire economic system would just come tumbling down. And they thought, oh, we can use this, and this way we can use the pandemic to bring everyone to where we want them to go. That's the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. So that was countered, and Trump caught them rigging the election, which is the insurrection of this country. And yes, we were attacked with a virus. So that's a double whammy on the deep state players. So here we are now, where Trump placed the resident in place, because this is the pause, if you'd like to call it that. It's actually Trump's second term. And he needed to wake the people up, because this is part of the mission to wake people up and have them see the truth. So he turned the tables on them and said, okay, you want to wake the people up? Here you go. Because remember, they were going to bring us to war. We're going to have death and destruction. They're going to have the pandemic. We're going to have death and destruction. Trump, if he went directly at the deep state players, what do you think would happen? Do you think they wouldn't try to destroy a city? You don't think they would try to bring us to war? Absolutely. So Trump, he said, okay, if we're going to show the people, yes, we're at war. War is terrible. War is dirty. But they're going to cause all of these problems. And this is exactly what we're seeing today. The deep state players, they're pushing their agenda. And the people now, since they're awake, remember, this wouldn't work if the people weren't awake, if people didn't see what was going on. How do you know people are awake? Well, the people countered the corporations that were trying to push wokeism on us. The people are no longer getting the bioweapon injected into them. That percentage is getting lower and lower and lower. People are starting to realize who the deep state is, how the intelligence community works, that the FBI, DOJ, and all of them, they're all part of the criminal syndicate. So without doing what Trump did, the people wouldn't be awake right now to see the last part of this plan. The last part of this plan, and it's the final battle, is to wake the rest of the country up and to unify the country for 2024. Because without the country unified, without the country saying, yes, we want you to take care of these evil people that have unleashed the virus, destroyed our economy, and tried to bring us to war. And now the people are going to witness this. Even those people. And remember, it's not just the Republicans. You need the country. This is the United States of America. We need the people. Now, I'm not talking about the far, far left or the far, 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 far right. I'm talking about everyday people who want families, who want to support their families. They want good jobs. They want sound money. They want a peaceful existence. That's what I'm talking about. So Trump, yes, he needed to go down this path to show them, because those individuals who've been believing the propaganda, the fake news has been pushing out there, he needed to break that brainwashing. And there's not that much time. It was much easier to break the brainwashing of a lot of the Republicans. It was a lot easier breaking the brainwashing of some independents. But the D's, well, that's a harder nut to crack. Yes, they are cracking. We're starting to see many of them starting to figure it out. But for those people that are deep asleep, the only way to do this is to slap them around. And what I mean by that is to have the economic system completely fall apart and have us go to war at the same exact time. It's like a jolt of electricity hitting your body going, holy crap, what was that? These people are going to see something that they haven't seen. Now, and I do believe it's most likely going to happen, because I don't think Trump just says it. He let us know that the Gaza war is coming home because we have open borders. We need to see the ramifications of what happens when you cheat in the election. You get a destroyed economy. You get open borders. You get criminals coming into the country. You get terrorists coming into the country. And you get war. And these are the consequences when people just go along with rigged elections. When you have a government that is overthrown and a puppet government is put into place. You get all of this. And this is what this is what the people are being shown. And yes, it's going to be scary. We said if going back in time, going into 2024, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be very difficult for a lot of people. Because when you're exposing the system, when you're exposing the swamp, and you actually need to show the people what they're capable of, that's going to be very, very difficult for the population. It's going to be scary. Go back in time. How many people were so scared of this virus? Well, take that, multiply it by 100. And it's not to scare people. I just want everyone to be prepared for what's coming in 2024. Because Trump, I don't think he just says it to say it. Oh, I see war coming. Well, yes, you could just say it. Yeah, I see war coming. Oh, the Gaza war is coming to the United States. Well, to wake the people up, you're going to experience these things. And it's going to get pretty darn scary as we go down this path. And it's not to bring us to war. It's to wake everyone up. It's to make them see it. It's to make them say to you, where they would never say this to you if they're Democrats, maybe even Republicans, what is going on here? I don't like this Biden guy anymore. I don't like where the country's heading. I mean, I agreed with him this entire time until right now, because I have children that can be drafted because they're of age. I have relatives that can be drafted because they're of age. And a nuclear war, nobody wins. Nobody wins. And I do believe with this first phase of having the open borders, because yes, people see the border, open borders, people see illegals coming in. We don't know if they're terrorists. We don't know if they're criminals. We don't know anything because they're not vetted. Now, people are pissed off because these illegals are going to their neighborhoods. But how pissed off do you think people are going to be at the Biden administration when the terrorists turn out to be individuals that came over the border? They were bused to a certain town, and the Biden administration knew nothing of this, and they committed a terrorist act. Do you think this is going to wake up a lot of people? What do you think is going to happen to all these protests? Because most of these protests are all the Muslim garbage that was brought into this country, all the criminals. And if you actually look at them, it looks just like Antifa again. So when you start to look at this, what do you think the people of this country are going to do? The people are going to see the truth. And I do believe this has already begun. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump continually mentions a submarine, and Jack Smith and Maggie Haberman, they keep putting out stories that Trump spoke to an Australian guy where Trump relayed information about submarines. Now, if we go back in time and we go back to the 16-year plan, we knew that North Korea might be involved in this plan because Uranium One was sold to Russia, then Iran, then North Korea. And now we know that North Korea has a submarine. So do you think there might be a rogue submarine that might be used in all this? Because remember, it's not just Iran. It's all the other players that are going to get involved. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're in control of this. And I do believe there's a certain leaders that are going along with this to drain the deep state players and to expose them and so everyone can see this. But I do believe it's going to get scary as time goes on. And I do believe this is going to be a scare event, just like the Cuban Missile Crisis, just like COVID in the very, very beginning. People were really afraid. People were scared like I've never seen before. I think this is going to be that same situation, but it's going to be a lot worse because this is not a virus. This is nuclear war. This is death and destruction everywhere. And if we head down this direction, well, I don't think people are going to go along with it. And this is going to be a very easy decision that people are going to make. Either you go with them and that's war, which means you're going to the front lines, or you can have peace. I mean, you can have peace and you can live your life. This is going to be the decision that people are going to have to make. And throughout all of this, they're going to see who the criminals are. They're going to see who the treasonous criminals are, the ones that have causes. Remember, this is all connected. Everything that Biden does, every move he makes, is causing war. And if you go back in time, which I do believe it's going to be released, those people that sold the uranium, they're the ones who set up war. Remember, they were setting it up for Hillary Clinton. I think Trump, the Patriots are exposing all of this because this is going to be all connected to Obama, to Biden, to Hillary Clinton, and the rest. And we're going to see all of this play out. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happened with Biden, because he's a treasonous individual who's been money laundering, who was part of all of this. And it's getting worse and worse for him. Remember when he was out there, and we can flash back all the way to June, and the RNC research put this out, where he was out there saying, oh yeah, where's the money? Show me the money that I was taking. Well, the money now has been shown, and now that's coming back to haunt him, just like everything else. It's almost like this has been scripted. Isn't it amazing how all this is coming out? And actually, James Comer is out there saying, listen, this is just the beginning. We have more suspicious checks from Jim Biden to his brother Joe Biden, and we're going to start releasing them drip, 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 then flood. And yes, this is going to build up so much pressure with Biden right now that the deep state, the D's, they're going to have to remove him no matter what. And it looks like we're heading in this direction. And what's very interesting about all of this is that they're going to continually try to push their 16-year plan. And the 16-year plan is made up of many different sections. One of them is gun control, because they don't want the people of this country defending themselves. I mean, think about it. If you're going to bring the people to war, do you want people to have weapons? No, because how would you conquer the country? It'd be very, very difficult. And this is why they're going to continually try to push the gun control. And we could see they're doing this already out in Massachusetts. The Democrat-controlled Massachusetts House of Representatives, they passed H-4135, which prohibits firearms in public spaces such as schools, polling places, and government buildings. Crackdowns on ghost guns and the tightening of the state ban on so-called assault weapons is in process. So they're still trying to push this, but what are people seeing in this country? They're seeing what happened in Israel. Now they're seeing the open borders. Now they're wondering, is there something going to happen? Now, if there is a terrorist attack in this country because of open borders, are people going to sit there going, you know something? The first thing I want to do is give up my weapon. No, the first thing that people are going to do, they're going to say, we need our weapons. Now, Cheryl the Sabra put this out, and this is a story about a father with his children. And when everything was going down in Israel, the father said, get under the covers. Dad is here to protect you. There'll be a little noise, but everything's okay. A father told his three daughters during the attack, the terrorist approached the door. Alon opened. He opened it and he fired his personal weapon, killing one, and the other two ran out. If this individual didn't have his weapon, they'd all be dead. Don Jr. responded to this and said, so people who were armed and knew how to operate their weapons save themselves and their families. Funny how this works. Don't ever give up your guns. Absolutely. And I do believe that when this terrorist attack happens, people are going to wake up like you've never seen before, because they're going to start to put it all together. The border was open, the terrorists came in, and now look what they did. And you're trying to take our weapons away from us? You want to keep the borders open? This is your fault. The blood is on your hands. And everyone's going to be pointing their finger to Biden and Obama in the basement and Soros and the rest. And remember, this is why they wanted to take the weapons away from the people. And Wokeness put this out on X and says, the United States has 72 million gun owners and 25 million AR-15 owners. We are the largest de facto army in the entire world. And that's what terrifies our overlords more than anything else. Never give it up. This is why our founding fathers, after they fought a war, they died, they bled, they lost their properties, they lost their families. That's why they said, the Second Amendment is so important. It's not about regulating the people. That's not what the Second Amendment says. It's a well-regulated militia. It's a well-trained person. The people must be trained in their weapons. It doesn't mean the National Guard. It doesn't mean the Marines. It doesn't mean the Army. It means we, the people. We must be trained in our weapons. If we're not trained in our weapons, we cannot use the weapons effectively, because we, the people, are the last defense against tyranny, against anyone that wants to do us harm. And I think the people are starting to see this, and the people are starting to learn this. And now the people are going out and they're saying enough is enough. The people are going to be brought to the edge, the precipice. And the people are going to say enough. You could see it already happening. And it's happening in phases as we go throughout this entire thing. And you could see it with the parents. You could see it with COVID. You could see it every step of the way. Now you're seeing it with guns. You're seeing it with the economy. You're seeing it with war. It's all happening. And Trump is giving us warnings every step of the way. Look what the Biden administration is doing. Do you see it? Well, if you don't, you will. Now, what's very interesting is that the New York Times, they decided to backtrack on their story with the hospital that was bombed. Remember, Elon came out, removed their badge, and now all of a sudden, the New York Times, they decided to write a retraction. Tom Fitton put this out and said, "Leftist running New York Times admit they rely too heavily on murderers and rapists in pushing anti-Israel smears on Gaza hospital incident." Isn't that interesting? They're believing the terrorist group for, and they're just writing whatever they say. Oh, this must be true then. Now, while all this is happening, what is Biden doing? Well, Biden's at the beach, of course, riding his bike, laying out in the sun. Remember going back in time when the fake news was out there and they were telling everyone that Trump is always on vacation, always playing golf? Isn't it strange that every time we have an event, what does Biden do? He goes to the beach or he rides his bike. Do you think this is on purpose, or do you think he's instructed to do this? Do you think the Patriots are instructing him, okay, go to the beach, let everyone see you, you're on vacation again? The Daily Mail put this out and said, "Biden hits the beach on vacation as conflict escalates. Israel preps ground invasion of Gaza as U.S. troops are targeting while Congress remains paralyzed without a House speaker." And he's laying in the sun. Interesting, isn't it? Then Trump truthed this out, and this is from 50 Cent. This is on X. And it says, "Biden hits the beach with Middle East Congress in chaos." Down below, it says, "Hey, Joe, get the F up. We're in trouble, man." And that's from 50 Cent. So the people are seeing this, and I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're doing this on purpose. Now, what's very interesting is that J.D. Vance, he circulated a memo to colleagues detailing the major differences between the conflicts in Ukraine and Israel. And here are the five takeaways, and William Martin put this out, and this is what it says. "Israeli operations will help secure the Gaza Strip. The Ukraine war has jeopardized the European security architecture and threatens global disorder. Our political and military relationship with Israel is qualitatively different from our relationship with Ukraine. Israel has a qualitatively different defense capability than Ukraine. Israel has an achievable objective. Ukraine does not. The United States does not have a plan in Ukraine, but we do have a plan in Israel." And I do believe this is a cleanup operation. Yes, it's a cleanup operation of getting rid of the Muslim Brotherhood, the terrorists, the Iranian terrorists, stopping the deep state players. And I do believe this is a cleanup operation. Is it a cleanup operation to kill every single Palestinian? No. I do believe it's a cleanup operation of getting rid of the terrorists. And I do believe this operation is to expose who the terrorists are and make the connections all the way back to Iran, which I do believe is going to happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that with Ukraine, Biden decided not to accept a peace deal. Now, think about this for a second. He decided not to accept a peace deal. David Sachs put this out, confirmed. Former German leader Gerhard Schroeder confirms that a peace deal could have been made at Istanbul. Ukrainian officials were willing to accept neutrality, but this was rejected by the Biden administration in Washington. So there was peace on the table. Ukraine wanted it. Biden didn't. Think about this for a second. Do they want war? Of course they do. And what's very interesting about all this is that when you start to look at these Palestinian protests, it's starting to blend all together like the BLM protest. Basically, we have BLM and Antifa, and it looks like it's the same exact people. Remember, these people are rooting for terrorists. These people who commit terrorist acts. Now, out in Israel, people might not believe this because everyone's saying, you know, they're going down the path of it's a Holocaust denial. It really didn't happen. Everything that they're saying is false. So these people are out there protesting. Like I said from the very beginning, what happens when we have these terrorists come into this country and all these people are protesting, oh, it's all fake, Israel's fake. They're telling you that it's terrorists, but it's not happening that way. They're actually killing the people in Palestine. What happens when those same terrorists come here and it happens here? Does their entire agenda fall apart? It does. Do people wake up very, very quickly? Do people see the foot soldiers of the deep state players? Oh, yes, because I do believe people are going to start to separate themselves very, very quickly from these individuals. And these individuals, which looks like Antifa to me, BLM, and of course the Muslim garbage that Soros has brought into this country and the Biden administration has brought into this country and many other countries, I think people are going to start to separate themselves. And I think we're going to see this play out. Now, what's very interesting is that there was a protest out in Minnesota. And what's very interesting, there was an old man in a car who was surrounded by all these people. Now, of course, if there wasn't a drone watching all of this, the fake news would have had a completely different story. But N Wokeness put this out on X and said, Minnesota City Council candidate Zach Metzger blocked off a highway and terrorized an old white man driving past a pro-Palestine riot. He posted the video today and instructed his followers to find the old man. He has since deleted the post. We saved it. Drone footage shows a mob blocking off the road and surrounding his car. The desperate driver drove off, only to be chased down by Metzger and others. Before the drone footage, they tried to frame this as old white man drives through a pro-Palestine protest. Turns out a mob blocked off the highway, surrounded his cars, chased him, and then tried attacking him. And that's exactly what happened. And remember, this individual, Zach Metzger, also participated in the original George Floyd riots. It's the same exact people. It's the foot soldiers of the deep state players. That's who you are seeing right now. And what's very interesting is that Israel, they decided, you know something? You don't believe us? Well, we're going to call in all the different news media from all different parts of the world, and we're going to show you 43 minutes of what Hamas did. Because certain individuals were carrying GoPro cameras, some certain terrorists, other individuals, they were taking videos of what was going on. They also had footage from surveillance systems. So they got this footage and they started to show the journalists all of this. They haven't released it to the public. And most of these individuals, they had a very hard time watching it because they decided to release this screening, counteracting the Holocaust denial phenomenon, which is starting to permeate across the globe. And this is really going to be countered when the terrorists start invading other countries, which I believe the cells are already in these countries, and we start to see different attacks around the world. People, I do believe, are going to start to wake up very, very quickly, especially in this country. I do believe that people are going to wake up and they're going to see all of this play out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as this is all playing out, the people of this country are waking up, and the majority of Americans right now, they're uneasy about Biden's ability to handle an international crisis. Now, this was done by a YouGov poll. 53% of respondents are uneasy about Biden's ability to effectively manage the United States' response to such international crisis. Just 35% of respondents expressed their confidence in Biden's ability to respond. 12% were unsure. What do you think is going to happen when there's a terrorist attack in this country? that people are going to say he doesn't know what he's doing anymore. Let's talk about your health. Did you know one of the leading reasons skin begins to sag or form wrinkles isn't necessarily because of old age, but because our bodies are missing out on essential collagen? You see, we produce 10% less collagen every decade once we hit 30, and that's a major reason behind those pesky wrinkles. Adding just a little collagen to your diet can have noticeable effects for your skin and youthfulness. Preferably, the sooner the better. That's why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, have turned to this cutting-edge new substance to help reduce visible lines of aging. It uses the top five most researched types of collagen, which is essential for skin health, to support skin elasticity and skin hydration. These five collagen types are difficult to find on their own, but they're all included in every scoop. Just mix the serving with your favorite morning drink to give your skin the building blocks it needs to reignite a youthful glow. The best part I love is you get 53% off the rest of the month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued at over $500 free with every order for a limited time, including free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Get yours now by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, or click the link in the description. You won't regret it. Actually, I think these polls are kind of skewed, but let's just go with them for right now. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said, everything the resident has said for many years has been wrong. He has terrible instincts, whether regarding the horrible Afghanistan disaster, Ukraine, our completely open southern border, or now the attack on Israel, which never would have happened during the Trump administration. Our once great country is a giant mess again. Then he said, everything Biden does is wrong. Worst instincts ever. And that's exactly right. And actually, the people, they actually are siding with the GOP to handle national security concerns. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, GOP has a slight advantage on national security with war raging in the Middle East. Voters trust Republicans more to deal with national security issues, which plays right into Trump's hands, doesn't it? And we could see that war is now building up. We have over 12,000 U.S. troops aboard 10 warships, and they're heading to the Middle East. Some of them are already there. And when you start to break it down, you have the USS Gerald Ford. They have 4,539 people. USS Normandy, 330. USS Tom Hudner, 329. USS Ramage, 322. USS Kearney, 329. USS Roosevelt, 329. USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, 5,000. USS Philippine Sea, 330. USS Gravely, 329. And USS Mason, 329. And we could see that the troops are being put into certain positions. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster, because who do you think is going to get involved in all of this? I think Blinken has already blurted this out and already projected this. Iran is going to get involved in all of this, and they always do. Kyle Schittler put this out and said, in 1983, the U.S. sent troops to protect the PLO from destruction at the hands of the IDF, only to become targets of Iran in a deadly terror attack. Does Biden risk repeating the same mistake, trying to save the very group who attacked us? That's exactly what he's going to do, and we could see it happen. And what's very interesting is that they created this entire thing. Everything that we're seeing, the economy, wokeism, war, terrorism, since they overthrew the United States government, they cheated in the election, they put a puppet government into place, they're the ones who did all of this. So cheating has consequences. And I think the people, they're going to see this in the end, because people, they understand that the elections were rigged. A lot of people think the elections were rigged. They see election interference right now. And they're starting to realize, holy crap, this person is taking this country down. He's taking us to war. And is this going to make it a lot easier for Trump later on to do the things that he needs to do? Are the people going to be behind him? Absolutely. But you could see how Soros, the deep state players, have done this. And Gad Saad put this out and said, individuals leave nation X to move to nation Y. Please, please, let us into your society. We wish to escape the hell of X to be part of Y. Once generously allowed into Y, we hate Y. We despise all that Y stands for. Y is a miserable cancer. We will make sure that Y will become like X once we have the power to do so. Politicians of Y, best way to address this issue is to increase the number of people from X. 10 years later, politicians from Y are utterly baffled why their societies are failing. Good night to the West. You had a really good run. Now let's take this a step further. the people that they're bringing in, that's the garbage from those countries. Those are the criminals. Those are the terrorists. Those are the people those countries got rid of, and what Soros, Biden, Obama, and the rest brought into the United States, into Canada, into Europe. So, of course, if you bring the garbage in, they're going to hate this country and they're going to destroy it just like the country they were just in. That's why they wanted to get rid of them. But again, this is all part of Soros's plan. They want the countries destroyed. What better way of destroying the countries? By allowing these individuals in who are actually the foot soldiers of the deep state. They're males who are war ready and they're already in the country and they can actually destroy the country from within. But to destroy the country from within, they can't have people with weapons. It's much easier in Australia. It's much easier in New Zealand. It's much easier in the UK. It's much easier in France. But here, well, now Canada too, because what did Trudeau do? He got rid of everyone's guns. Here in the United States, the people won't let this happen. You see, this is how they decided to bring down all the countries. They knew they couldn't attack us from outside. They had to do it from the inside. You're actually seeing the war inside the country now. And I do believe this is going to escalate as time goes on. Now, any Republican, any Democrat that says we must go to war and they vote for war, those individuals must put on their fatigues. Those individuals must be first on the front lines. Same with their families. Because if their families are going along with this, they go with them. And I believe that should be the rule, just like going back in time. General George Washington leading the charge on his horse. Going back in time, the leaders always led the charge. I think these people who want war so badly, they lead the charge. How quickly do you think they're going to change their mind? I think it's going to happen very, very quickly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Trump mentioned this again. He mentioned it a little while back when there was an article that came out and Jack Smith put this fake information out that Trump was talking to an Australian, Anthony Pratt, about submarine technology. And I find this very interesting that he brought this up again. So let me just read his truth. He said, the failing New York Times story leaked by deranged Jack Smith and the Biden political opponent abuser DOJ about a red-haired weirdo from Australia named Anthony Pratt is fake news. I never spoke to him about submarines, but I did speak to him about creating jobs in Ohio and Pennsylvania because that's what I'm all about. Jobs and a great economy, low taxes, no inflation, energy dominance, strong borders, no endless wars, low interest rates, and much more. Maggie Haberman and the Misfits never called me for a comment. Why would they? They just write anything they want. Whether it's correct or not is of zero importance to them. All the news that's unfit to print. That's why we call it the fake news. Now, he's bringing this submarine up once again. And the fake news is bringing this submarine up once again. And it might be that they're going to try to pin maybe a rogue submarine on Trump. And we know that North Korea just developed a submarine and they commissioned it, which I find very interesting. So that reminds me of Post 168. This is November 20th, 2017. And Anon on the board said, saw the sub searches on the 13th and the Navy buildup in San Diego. And down below it says, Red October SIG has not yet occurred yet. Follow the map. So is something going to happen? Because we know that with the deep state plan, they were planning on using a sub from North Korea, having a missile fired either from a sub or from the country, probably from a sub because it would be a lot closer, and firing the missile into this country, blaming it on North Korea. Actually, the deep state would have been causing all of this to bring us into World War III. And this was supposed to be during the time Hillary Clinton was in power. So is this starting to play out this way? It's starting to seem this way. And now we have Obama coming into focus because Obama has released his lengthy statement on Gaza war, slamming Israel's response to Hamas terrorism, which I'm not really surprised. Now, of course, he plays word games as he puts out his statement, making it seem like he's, you know, better than anything that's out there. And basically, it's a way of slamming Israel because, once again, Muslim Brotherhood gave pallets of cash to Iran. Biden gave billions to Iran. And we could see how this is all playing out. And I do believe this is all coming into focus. Why? Because, again, all roads lead to Obama, which is actually going to lead to Soros and many others. But all of this is connected. Let's see, the Iran deal, Muslim Brotherhood, Uranium One, war, it's all connected. Now, what's very interesting is that you would think the FBI would be looking at the jihadist flag as a terrorist symbol. Well, they don't. And wokeness put this out and said, worried about the jihad flags popping up? Don't worry, it's not on the list. But what is on the list? Oh, wait. The Gadin flag, the Liberty Tree, the Betsy Ross flag, and many others. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. But you could see who the deep state players are. You could see they shifted everything, and now they believe the American people are the terrorists. Anyone that doesn't believe that they won the election, everyone that doesn't go along with their narrative, they are the terrorists. Well, this is how it works. The deep state, when they went into Iraq, when they went into Libya, when they went into Lebanon, when they went into Ukraine, they overthrew the government there. They put in a puppet government. And anyone that was against the puppet government, they called them what? Terrorists. Or they called them Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, in the beginning, was used by the CIA to infiltrate the countries, overthrow the governments there, in many of them. And then, when they had the puppet government in there, they called the people there who were trying to get the puppet government out, they called them Al-Qaeda. So they had the designation of terrorists so they can use drone strikes and things like that to keep them away, to keep their puppet government in power. The same thing happened here in the United States. The puppet government was put into place, and now we are the terrorists who don't want the puppet government there. It's the same exact playbook. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that since we have what's going on out in Israel, we have open borders, and we know that there are criminals, drug traffickers, human traffickers, MS-13 gang members, terrorists in this country, and most of the people coming over the border are male of army or military age. And what's very interesting is that Bill Malugin put this out on X and said, per CBP sources, CBP San Diego's field office sent out this internal intel bulletin on Friday, alerting officers that Hamas, Hezbollah, and Palestinian Islamic Jihad foreign fighters inspired by the Israel conflict may be encountered at the U.S. southern border. So they put out this situational awareness, and they're telling the officers what to look for, what patches. But if they're going to come in here, are they just going to display these patches? I don't believe so. I do believe they're already in here. But they have caught a couple of them, which means they're definitely in here. Chief Nerd put this out and said, according to Customs and Border Protection statistics, 18 people on the federal terrorist watch list were encountered between ports of entry at the southern border in September, bringing to a total of 169 such encounters in fiscal year 2023, ending on September 30th. The 169 figure is the highest annual since Border Patrol was founded in 1924. The latest figure also exceeds the previous record of 98 in fiscal year 2022 and 15 in fiscal year 2021. So if this bulletin is out there, they're warning people that, yes, they might be trying to come over the border. Well, why would they come over the border now? They're most likely already in this country. And with the Palestinian protests and Antifa BLM, you can be rest assured that they are in here. Now, Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: the fight in Gaza is coming home to the USA. The tens of thousands of strong men from the Middle East that have already invaded our country and are continuing to come in, totally unchecked, will become a problem the likes of which we have never seen before. Crooked Joe Biden is a very ignorant, stupid man who has never been right on foreign policy issue in his life. Close our borders now. Stop the onslaught. Stop the invasion. So he's already letting everyone know that something's going to happen because they're already in this country. Is this going to force people to say, close the border? Is it going to force people to say, holy crap, these are terrorists? And you're going to see Antifa, BLM, and all the people that Soros, Biden, and Obama brought in, they're going to be standing out there alone. The rest of the country is not going to be with them whatsoever. And it's going to completely implode on them. And this is how you wake the people up step by step, because this is slapping a lot of the people that aren't already awake. See, the people that don't want the borders open, who didn't want the borders open from the very beginning, the people don't want war, they're already awake. They already know these things are going to be happening. And they know who to blame. It's the other people that have to wake up right now. And I do believe they are going to wake up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, we could see that COVID, they're not even going to be using COVID for the elections. It completely fell apart. It doesn't mean they're not going to stop. They're going to keep going until they can't go anymore. But people aren't going along with it. That's why I think Biden hasn't even mentioned it or anything like that. Maybe he'll mention it once or twice in February, January, maybe. But once again, I think they're like, okay, this is not going to work right now. And you could see that the pharmaceutical companies, they're having a very difficult time. Remember, the people aren't injecting themselves with the bioweapon anymore. And the Patriot Voice put this out and said, Moderna's stock price is down 55% year to date. That means since the beginning of this year, Moderna has lost over 55% of its value. Losing 55% of your company in less than a year's time is unrecoverable. Pfizer isn't doing so hot either. They're down 40% year to date. Those are huge losses. We are talking record losses. To put it into perspective, the S&P 500 is up almost 10.5% year to date. Dow is basically flat year to date. And the NASDAQ is up 25% year to date. I think this speaks volumes, not just in the loss of confidence in big pharma, but it's an overall repudiation of the past few years of medical tyranny that was pushed on humanity by genocidal psychopaths, Fauci, Gates, Schwab, and company. Who would imagine that seeing perfectly healthy people just drop dead out of nowhere after getting the jab would inspire a loss of confidence in big pharma? Their house of cards is coming down hard and fast. I sure as hell don't see anyone eagerly lined up to get the next COVID jab. Now think about it. I do believe Trump and the Patriots gave them a choice. Release the cures, do the right thing, or you'll be destroyed. And COVID, what they did to the people, they are destroying themselves. There's no turning back in this, and they will not be able to survive. Let's go back to post 735. And Anon on the board said, how long will we have to wait for the cures of cancer and other sicknesses? Down below, it says, chatter amongst those in control has begun. They know we know, which means the public will know. Release prior to cover-up, public informed, and collapse, which option? Are they going to inform the public? Well, if you don't, you're going to collapse. And that's exactly what we're seeing. They're collapsing themselves. And there's no turning back, because once the people see it, they can't unsee it. And what's very interesting, when you start to look back in time in history, and when, let's say Nazi Germany, and you see certain individuals turn on their own, you can see how the brainwashing has worked. Now, a lot of people can't wrap their brains around it. Like, why would someone turn on their own? Why would family members turn on their own? Because going through school, going through the education system, being brainwashed by these people have been brainwashed so much that they'll turn on their own kind. They don't care. And here's proof of this. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, self-hating white liberals say whiteness needs to end. And it's not racist to say white people should die and never exist. Now, this is a white person saying this. So when you look back in history and you hear stories like in Nazi Germany where, hey, family members or people that you knew who are part of the same religion or whatever, how did they turn on people? Well, this is how. They brainwashed them into thinking this way. And this, you're seeing it play out right now. Remember, these people have never gone away. They're still here. They're just using different tactics. But now, as people are awake and people have communication outside of fake news, people start to wake up very, very quickly. And this is something they never wanted. You see, when they controlled social media, actually, they wanted to control it at the ISP level. That's why they were pushing net neutrality. They didn't want to have control at the social media companies. They wanted it at the point of where the internet comes in. It's much easier to shut everything down. This way, it's much difficult. You got to look at everyone. You got to see what they're saying. This way, oh, wait, that family member, they're saying this, shut down the whole house. That's what they were going to do. They were going to eliminate it at the source. And that was shut down. And this is how all of this was exposed. So they're not in control. The people are in control. They've lost the narrative. And we could see that they're not winning the narrative in the speaker race either. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, "Bet you didn't know 7 of the 9 Republican candidates for House Speaker voted to decertify the 2020 election. These election deniers sound like 7 great options to me. Tom Emmer and Austin Scott voted to certify for Joe Biden. So in other words, these rhinos will never be speaker." Absolutely. And we can see they're going to continually try and try and try. And I heard Trump at New Hampshire today saying that, yeah, very soon we're going to have another speaker. That's very interesting. But Kash Patel was out there and he's saying, Speaker Nunes, what you say, Truth Social Army? Well, that would be very interesting to have Nunes as Speaker of the House. You think they'll let him in? Most likely not. We'll have to see how this plays out. But what we're witnessing right now, we're witnessing the swamp. Actually, we shouldn't even call it a swamp. We should call it a sewer. But we're seeing the swamp being drained. And I think Representative Matt Gaetz pretty much sums it up perfectly. Ever seen a swamp actually drained? This Florida man has. It's not orderly. Turns out the alligators and the snakes get unruly when the comfort of their habitat is disrupted. Chaos doesn't scare me. American decline does. Our fight continues. Thank you for having my back. And that's what you're witnessing right now. You're witnessing the entire swamp being drained, and the snakes and the alligators and the creatures of the swamp, they don't know what to do. And you can see they're struggling right now. And again, with the House, we have all the leverage. They need the money. They need to launder. They need all of this. We, the people, do not. They're the ones who are struggling all over all of this. And soon they're going to be struggling over the election fraud that they committed on this country. Because think about everything that they've done here. And remember, we're going to trial, or Trump's going to trial very, very soon. And once again, I do believe he's going to produce evidence. Now, Trump, he put out a truth about Sidney Powell and about the presidential election. And this is what he wrote. Sidney Powell was one of the millions and millions of people who thought, and in ever-increasing numbers still think, correctly, that the 2020 presidential election was rigged and stolen, and our country is being absolutely destroyed because of it. Despite the fake news reports to the contrary, and without even reaching out to ask the Trump campaign, Ms. Powell was not my attorney and never was. In fact, she would have been conflicted. Ms. Powell did a valiant job of representing a very unfairly treated and governmentally abused General Michael Flynn, but to no avail. His prosecution, despite the facts, was ruthless, and it was. He was an innocent man, much like many other innocent people who are being persecuted by this now fascist government of ours. I was honored to give him a full pardon. And remember, going back then, we had a judge that took on the role of the prosecutor because he didn't like that the DOJ dropped out. I mean, really think about this. So when you go back in time and you look at this, you could see how corrupt it really always was. Trump, he's just bringing all these people out of the shadows so you can see it. And I do believe that moving forward, as the evidence starts to come out about how they rigged the election, I do believe this is going to be coming out probably in the spring of 2024. I do believe that people of different states, they're going to come down very, very hard on the poll workers. And Trump, he retrieved something very interesting from Ash Coleman. And it says, start arresting the poll workers and watch how fast they tell you who told them to cheat. Now, I wonder when he starts to release this information, the legislators and others in other states are going to go, holy crap, let's take a look to this. Do you think the attorney generals, you think they're going to start to put things into motion and go after these individuals and start to ask them questions and start to build cases? Maybe, maybe not, because if you do this and make them squirm, do you think they'll turn on their masters? Most likely, yes. That would be very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Judge Tanya Chutkan has temporarily lifted the gag order for Trump. Now, that is very interesting. Why would she do this? Well, right now, as they appeal, she decided to remove it until the appeal goes through. So what did Trump do? He started to hit Jack Smith over and over and over. And he's talking about the leaked information from the New York Times about the Australian businessman, Anthony Pratt, who claimed that he talked about, you know, classified secrets with the submarines, which brings us back to the submarines, which I do believe we might see that come into focus. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Trump, he's going to be cleaning up D.C. Actually, I do believe D.C. is going to come under control of the federal government. And those individuals that have been running D.C., they are going to be removed temporarily to clean up everything in D.C. And this is what Trump put out on Truth. D.C. has become a dirty, crime-ridden death trap that must be taken over and properly run by the federal government. It is and will be part of my election platform. We will clean it, renovate it, and rebuild it. And most importantly, make it safe. Right now, it is probably the most unsafe capital city anywhere in the world. With this in mind, there is no way I can get a fair trial on a Biden election interference indictment. In D.C., obviously, at the appropriate time, if this is a ridiculous case, should be allowed to proceed forward, which is, according to legal scholars, very doubtful, I'll be making a demand for a venue change. Absolutely. Now, what's very interesting, since Trump has been mentioning this, you know what the mayor of D.C. has done, Mayor Muriel Bowser? Well, she just unveiled the crime bill that would walk back police reforms the city enacted in the wake of Black Lives Matter that they did, you know, back in 2020. Now she calls it the Addressing Crime Trends Now Act. So wait a minute. To fund the police, we don't need them. Let's release the criminals. You mean that's not working? This person should be removed from their position. The people now see the truth. The people, because once they backtrack on this, they just prove that they were wrong. So they inflicted all this pain on the people for what reason? For no reason. They were following an agenda. The people should remove these individuals immediately. And I think that time is coming. And I think that's why Trump is continually saying, yeah, we're going to be taking all of this over. And the people are going to be taking their states back. The people are going to be taking their cities back, because everything that they're seeing right now is going to backfire on them. And I do believe Dan Scavino put out a message letting us know that Trump is going to be coming back and he's going to be present. And remember, everything is leading up to the 2024 election. That's what this is all about. It's about unifying the country against the common enemy. Who is the common enemy? It is the deep state, it's the rhinos, it's Soros, it's the corporate individuals that are pushing all of this. Yes, it goes all the way to the World Economic Forum and everything else. And I do believe with the Soros organization, their organization's being drained right now, and everything is being exposed so people can see the common enemy, because in the end, Trump wants us all to say, do it. Do it, Trump. We give you our permission. We've seen enough. We see the deep state. We see the enemy. Do it. And once people scream and yell to do it, he's going to do it. And I do believe Scavino let us know that he's going to be president once again. Take a listen to what Nancy Pelosi said back in time when Trump was running for president in 2016. I do believe he put this back up to let us know that he's coming back. Take a listen.
He is not, Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. Take it to the bank. Okay. I guarantee it.
All right. All right.
Nancy, would you like to say something?
Well, thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to meet with you so that we can work together.
I do believe when this is all said and done and everyone goes through all this crap, the people, they're going to be on the side of Trump. The people are going to vote for Trump. And I do believe the patriots are going to have the ability to allow the people to vote and have their vote count. Because I do believe Trump wants to show the deep state, I got the people. I didn't win by thousands. I won by millions. I have them all. I won by 95%. That's how bad I beat you. And the only way to do this is to remove the deep state election system. And I do believe they're in the process of countering it. Because we need to go to paper ballots. We need to go to voter ID. And the election system has to be guarded. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. But one thing we know for sure is that the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.